Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with...
Willard Jenkins, Artistic Director of the D.C. Jazz Festival.
Now, how long have you been directing the festival?
I've been the Artistic Director since January of 2015.
Okay.
Festival was founded by a man named Charlie Fishman. Our Executive Director is a woman named Sunny Sumpter.
Uh-huh. And how long has the festival been going on?
This is the 11th year.
Nice. How much has it grown?
Oh, it's grown tremendously because... Previously, when we first started out, it was a few days, and it was confined to a certain number of venues. And now we're literally in all four quadrants of the city, and we're in over 40 venues with over 150 artists.
Wow! Do you remember what it was back? I know you weren't there at the time, but how the very first year? Do you remember how few shows there were?
The very first year? No, I don't remember the exact number, but it started out as the Duke Ellington Jazz Festival.
Okay.
And the
aptly
first
named.
Couple of years, it was named the Duke Ellington Jazz Festival.
Okay.
But then it ran into some rights issues and whatnot, and there were certain demands being made from the Ellington side. And so it morphed into the D.C. Jazz Festival.
Gotcha. What are the actual dates on it? It starts
June 10th to the 16th, but we actually started last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We start with a preview weekend at the Phillips Collection.
Gotcha.
Where we do what we call Jazz and Families Fun Days on a Saturday and Sunday, where we have activities for children, including an instrument painting zoo, and we have performances, and we have face painting, and all that kind of things for those things for children, and then for their parents and for the children. We have performances going on throughout the day. And we had a great crowd last weekend at the Phillips.
That's awesome. And what about, you said it's tonight, right? The official, were the preview technically, and now this is the kickoff, right?
The kickoff is tonight, Wednesday, June 10th at the Hamilton, featuring a superb guitar player, one of the great guitar players in the world, a man named John Schofield.
Mm-hmm.
John Schofield and the Uber Jam Band, to be exact.
Uber Jam Band.
Yes.
All right. It's a great venue down there.
It is.
Yeah.
It is indeed. And the Hamilton is one of our biggest partners. And we have several different dates at the Hamilton during the course of the festival.
Okay. What other venues other than the Hamilton?
Other than the Hamilton, we're at the Historic Synagogue at 6th and I.
Mm-hmm.
We're this weekend, June 12th and 13th, we are in the yards on the Capitol waterfront.
Nice.
Friday and Saturday. In fact, Friday evening on the Yards is free of charge.
Oh, nice.
And Saturday is a big blowout at the Yards featuring Common and Esperanza Spalding and Femi Kuti from Nigeria and Marshall Keys from right here in Washington.
What night is this?
This is the 13th, Saturday the 13th.
Okay.
And Friday the 12th at the Yards is absolutely free.
Nice.
And we are also at various venues such as Bohemian Caverns, Twins Jazz, and various of the other venues which present jazz throughout the year. And we also have a big festival component with the people from Capital Bop, who do a lot of pop-up performances.
Right.
And this year they're doing their performances at the old Hex Warehouse on New York Avenue.
Nice. What are some of the artists that are playing?
Some of the artists that are playing on the 13th, as I mentioned, is Esperanza Spalding, Common, and Femi Kuti. On the 12th at the Yards, which is free, is the Soul Rebels Brass Band from New Orleans, Cubano Groove from here in Washington, and I think Washington's favorite jazz vocalist, Sharon Clark. That will be Friday.
Okay.
We're also presenting Paquito de Rivera from Cuba, and Edmar Castaneda from Colombia on Thursday the 11th. And we're presenting The Bad Plus, Joshua Redman, on Friday at the Hamilton. And we're presenting NEA Jazz Master Jack DeJohnette. And we're also presenting a series of performances on the Millennium Stage at the Kennedy Center, featuring some of D.C.'s finest emerging artists. And we're presenting a big event at the Historic Synagogue at 6th and I on Sunday the 14th, featuring an all-star group called The Cookers, which is seven great band leaders who have come together to form this special unit.
Awesome.
So we got a lot of stuff coming.
Does it
end? Snarky Puppy. We're presenting Snarky Puppy at the Hamilton. And that's a couple of big nights, Monday and Tuesday night, to close out the festival.
So it ends on Tuesday?
Yes, the 16th.
And that the big closing event, that's him?
The big closing event is Snarky Puppy at the Hamilton. Snarky Puppy, which is a young man out of Brooklyn, New York, great appeal to the millennials generation and whatnot. And that's closing out. But you can't, with all the many events we have, you know, I mentioned earlier that we have over 125 artists performing over 40 venues. Mm. You know, it's hard for me to sit here and say that right. one event is a big closing event over yeah. another.
You can't go wrong.
No, you can't go wrong.
I know you mentioned the free event. What are we talking in terms of ticketing, ticket prices and stuff?
Well, you know, we're talking various ticketing prices. When you okay. have that many venues, we have a case by case basis, and a ton right. of free events yeah. around town.
We can throw the link up online, and you guys can see.
That's www.dcjazzfest.org.
Awesome. Before we go, I mean, just talk about how you got into jazz.
I got into jazz as a kid. Yeah. From my father's record collection. And it morphed from there. I just became more and more interested in various artists that I was hearing and going to the record stores. I guess I'm dating myself when I say I went to record stores.
But going
to record stores and whatnot and learning about the artists. And jazz has always been extremely important to me because it's a music of vast degrees of creativity. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. People, if you entered a room with 50 people sitting in the room and say, what is jazz? You might get 20 different answers.
Right.
Because it's so many different things. Jazz, to me, is actually not one style of music. It's an aesthetic umbrella under which are all these different styles of music.
Right.
And we try to bring a diversity of sounds as well as some of the various branches of the tree.
Mm-hmm. And talk about how D.C. is such an important part of that legacy.
Well, D.C., you know, it's interesting. There's a film that we screened last weekend at the Phillips Collection called Oxygen for the Ears.
I love that title.
And it's about D.C.'s jazz scene. Mm-hmm. And one of the people who was interviewed for that film, I can't recall who exactly it was. It wasn't a musician.
Yeah.
But he said that historically D.C. is in the top five, if not number two, as far as importance mm-hmm. in jazz in this country. You know, it starts with people like Duke Ellington, of course, mm-hmm. and James Reese Europe, who was actually a proto-jazz pioneer who grew up here in Washington, D.C. So mm-hmm. D.C. has a rich jazz history.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully that rich history will continue here at the D.C. Jazz Festival.
Absolutely.
And like you said, I'm sure there's no bad shows. It's you can't go wrong no matter which one you go to.
You can't go wrong. There's all kinds of styles and sounds.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.